We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Teams are insane. Kansas State and Kentucky are tied 58 apiece. Kansas State just got a rebound off of a missed shot at the end of the shot clock. Loose ball on the floor. Diarra got it, called timeout before Kentucky could jump ball it. By the way, Kentucky has the next jump ball. So the possession to Kentucky, both in the double bonus. Three K-State players have fouled out of the game, and it's a tie game with 40 seconds left. The other game, Florida State by 8 and shooting at the line, 4:50 left. 62-54 Knowles. And remember, they were getting 5.5. K-State was getting 6 when the line opened for this game. And K-State tied with Kentucky right now.
That's their last timeout, so listen, nothing the rest of the 40 seconds they have here.
No more timeouts. But listen, if you're a bettor, you don't want this game to go to overtime. You just want it to end. If you're a bettor, you just want this game to end either way. If you have the spread, you just want it to end because overtime could ruin your bet. So under 30 now and under 15 on the shot clock. They got to do something here. Under 10 now, and they're dancing around with it. But to the hole with the layup and the kills. They got the lead now by 2, K-State. 15, under 15, clock running. The bomb three, brick, rebound, K-State. They're going to win.
That was terrible right there.
That was a terrible
shot. They just
shot.
Did. They had a timeout. I get it. Cal likes to push. You got a bunch of young guys on the floor. Let's get the ball up court and call timeout. Let's talk about it.
Right.
Instead,
but they
you get that chuck shot that the guy just threw
horrible.
From over there.
Air ball. Shot an air ball. But I love the drive. And the off the glass, the basket, the go-ahead basket was sweet with the left hand, no less. Carver, high with your boy going to the left-hand mafia. Now they're at the line. They can ice it. That's one.
And that was a veteran move there when he took that drive, because not only does he take it down, but he goes pretty much right at the basket and then kind of scoops around with the left hand. So he used the basket to block the shot blockers from getting at him.
Now, if he makes this, Wainwright, the game's over. If he misses, they can hit a three and go to overtime. He bricked it. Of course he bricked it. Now they'll make a three. Timeout, they'll make a three, and the game will go to overtime. Watch. That's automatic now, right? How do you miss that free throw? God almighty. 64-55 of Florida State up. How about Florida State giving Gonzaga nightmares tonight in this game in Lipstick City? Love that left hand. Oh, my God. That was such a great move. What a beautiful play. And then with the guy in his face.
A lot of guys are going to take that up with the right hand, too, and have that guy come right over the top and swat that shot.
The Barry Brown shot was beautiful. And Florida State.
I mean, every time Gonzaga's got the ball, they're trying to throw alley-oops.
They're down 11.
What are they doing?
They're finished, bro. They're down 11. I mean, I've seen it before, down 13 with 3 minutes to go. Indiana beat Syracuse in 87 in the championship game. But they're down 11 right now with 4 to go. They got nothing but problems.
This game.
So does Kentucky
over.
Make the three or not?
I say no.
No, they're not making it this time around.
Wow. I think they'll make it and go to overtime.
This is K-State's game. They've had it all the way.
Come on. No overtime. Can you tell I got the points?
I can.
Anyway, I need this. Now, look at them. They're in their huddle. They're like, no threes. And don't foul them on the three either.
Foul them before they take the three?
I would foul them before they take it.
Well, they're in a double bonus. No matter what, that's a great idea. Just foul them.
That's what Beham did to Michigan State twice at the end of the game last week.
Foul them right now. That's the best play right now. Foul him and the game's over. I agree with that. I'd hack him as sure as I'm sitting here. I got to see this play. Here's what they got. Five. They're not even going to do it. They're going to let him shoot. This kid's got no time. He's got to shoot. He missed. It's over. K-State wins. Calipari in Kentucky going home. Where's Ashley Judd? Where's Ashley Judd? Show Ashley Judd. Yeah, you don't show her now, do you? Kentucky done. K-State to the Elite Eight to take on Loyola on Saturday. 12th time into the Elite Eight, first since 2010. Brown with the winning layup with the left hand, and Calipari heads to the dressing room. Fail. Boom. Now you know Gonzaga's like losing this game, right? 3 minutes left and they're down 12.
This game is over.
Over. Done deal. Both of these games shocking. The Nightcaps, shocking. I had Florida State with the spread and Kansas State with the spread. I didn't think they'd win, but they are going to win. That's all there is to it. And they're like still, they're chucking shots. You know, the bottom line is, when is Gonzaga going to wake up here and you know, shoot and hit a three or, you know, score? There's one right there. Now they need, you know, they need to shoot threes every time down, if you ask me. They need, buckets. I don't think they can do anything.
They should be ashamed of themselves here. Florida State.
So he's crying about that call there, the foul they just called. So now Gonzaga's at the crying stage. You know why? Because they never lose. So they don't know what it's like to lose. So when they're losing in a game, they immediately start blaming the ref. You know what they should blame? Blame themselves. They're getting their ass beat right now by Florida State all night with those big brothers banging the boards and giving them problems defensively and their speed. They just got a rebound off of that missed free throw, and they still got the rock with 2:20 left.
You want to blame somebody? Blame yourself.
And they're up 9, and they can just kill the clock. What's the call here? What is it? A floor? They're calling a, there's wetness on the floor or something? Nice little mini timeout here for Florida State and Few to talk to his guys while the floor's wet. I don't even know what that is. Gonzaga's got the possession arrow too. But Florida State's in a double bonus. They get free throws every time down, 2 of them, no questions asked, right? So that's that. That's a really impressive win, you got to admit, by K-State, 61-58 over Kentucky.
They could have folded easily so many times in that game, and they just always found the play that they needed when it mattered the most. Every time Kentucky came back and was right there where they should have taken control and just run away with it from there on, K-State answered.
Yeah, I just thought a great job by them. And Weber, a great job coaching K-State in all of these games when you think about it.
So now on that side of the bracket, in the Elite Eight, you have a 9 seed and an 11 seed.
They beat Creighton. They beat Maryland, Baltimore County. And now they beat Kentucky. And now they play Loyola of Chicago on Saturday. Who do you like in that game?
It's hard to say which one. Both of them have been such underdogs the whole way and gotten it done. And every time you question them, every time you doubt them, I mean, they all play as units, as teams. It's not like the one star that does everything for them. I mean, I guess K-State's probably going to have a little more size, a little more talent technically, but it's hard to sleep on Loyola Chicago right now, that the way they're playing together, the way they never say die.
Florida State just got a bucket and the foul, and they're up 11. And they're going to go to the line here after the hammer foul to the head, and they're going to win this game. This game's over. And that's a flagrant, if you ask me.
Every time Gonzaga makes a play where they can get back into it, if they just get a stop here or there, they give up some easy basket.
What do you think? Is that over? You didn't think that? That's a flagrant. They're over there talking about it. That's what they're doing. Because the guy, it was a hammer foul on his head, no less. Look at him. He hammers him in the head and neck. You give him a flagrant there or not? It doesn't matter.
I know, he's going for the block.
Just give him a foul.
Throw him out of the game.
Throw him out.
Send the whole team away. What an embarrassing performance.
The left arm's going for the ball. You're not giving a flagrant on that.
Can you believe this? After they went to the championship game, that they're going to bow out to Florida State? Seriously.
Florida State. Remember when they got whacked by Louisville at the ACC tournament there in that first game? Jeez, that's a long time ago.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.